Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
California churches are finally freed from discriminatory COVID restrictions. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom to discuss this incredible development is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this whole fight started March 19th of 2020, where there was no worship in California, not even in people's homes with other people other than their own family. March 19th, 2020.
Yeah, and there was no worship from March 19 until May 25, at which time there was a 25% capacity, but no more than 100 people. It doesn't matter whether you have a sanctuary that could seat 5,000. You could have no more than 100 people. That was in effect until July 13. July 13, it was no worship. No worship. And that was for 90-plus percent, up to 99% of California. No worship. Zero worship. And that also included no worship in your home, no Bible study, no fellowship for religious gatherings in your home with anybody who doesn't live there. And that continued until February the 5th, 2021, when we ultimately got an injunction at the Supreme Court banning, stopping, at least temporarily, while the case was proceeding, the no worship restriction. Then on the April 9th, the restrictions on home Bible studies were also lifted at the Supreme Court.
Yeah, meantime, we're going back and forth to the courts, back and forth to the courts, and ended up with five reprimands to the governor from the Supreme Court. Five.
Five. And then on May 17th,
he still kept his feet in the sand, in the cement.
May 17, 2021, freedom. Freedom on May 17. It was on that day. It was on Monday. That day in which last week, May 17, freedom for everyone in California, not just for Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry, for the pastoral team under the leadership of Pastor Che An, great godly man, but for every church, every place of worship in the state of California. This is incredible. It's the first statewide permanent injunction to stop these COVID restrictions. So here's what it does. It not only gives us relief now, all the churches, but the district court has continuing jurisdiction. What does that mean? That if there's any violations into the future with no time limit on this, then the state of California could be held in contempt. The district court maintains jurisdiction to enforce this order, and the order and the agreement is you cannot ever again discriminate against churches and places of worship. Look, what the essential aspect of this is if you allow grocery stores or transportation facilities or the Amazon warehouses to operate at a certain level or in a certain way, you can't restrict churches more than that.
Or what about Hollywood?
Or Hollywood. And they're never going to shut down grocery stores, and they're never going to shut down the public transportation. They're never going to shut down the infrastructure, what's called critical infrastructure, communications, or even the warehouses that Amazon, for example, and others use, the meat packing companies. They're never going to shut that down. So this means churches under this order will never, ever be shut down again. To do so is a violation of this order, and we can haul California directly back immediately into court, and they would have contempt, and they would have to have fines and penalties and attorney's fees assessed against them for violating this court-mandated order. In addition, California has been required to reimburse Liberty Counsel a portion of our attorney's fees and cost in the amount of $1.35 million. I know that's a lot of money, but we have spent an incredible amount of time. Many staff, not just our attorneys, but many staff work on it. Holly, you've spent a lot of time. Our media communications team, lots of people have spent a lot of time on this into the evenings, on the weekends, through holidays. But we are so thankful, Holly, to God that number one, he saw that he asked us, he guided us, directed us to be a part of this. And then he blessed us, even though we had incredible opposition and we faced losses down below. And then finally those losses were turned into victories.
You know, and I just, it's just a good reminder, you know, and I've said this many times, a reminder to us and to all the churches throughout the state and the nation, you know, our religious freedom does not come from the government. The government does not give us the right to do this, to worship, or anything like that. It comes from God. And the government does not have the right to take that away. So never again shall we see churches getting in front of a camera saying, please open up the doors, please, begging. That is not of God.
Yeah, Pastor Cheon says this is a momentous day for churches in America. After a year, nearly a year-long battle defending our religious freedom, our lawsuit has reached a permanent settlement in our favor. I am thrilled to see the complete reversal of the last discriminatory restrictions against churches in California, knowing this case will act as a precedent, not only in our state, but also in our nation. We are incredibly grateful to our attorney, Matt Staver, and to Liberty Counsel for their relentless support and fierce determination. Most of all, we give all the glory to God for moving mightily in this historic season. This is an incredible event. And, you know, when we began this, there were attorneys and there were professors of law that were interviewed in some of these media articles. And they said, oh, no, we're not going to. Some attorneys, no, we wouldn't touch this. That's not winnable. I can tell you there's a large organization. I'm not going to say who it is, which organization it is. But they said, no, these are not winnable battles. And that's why they wouldn't even touch it. Well, you know, whether it was winnable or not, it was the right thing to do. And we went into it because we could not sit on the sideline. And it was wrong. And God ultimately blessed. And those professors that would pontificate, they're not going to win. Well, you know what? God proved them wrong. And, you know, it's just like Moses. Moses, what in the world are you doing? How in the world are you going to have the people go out of Egypt?
That's impossible.
And, well, God intervened.
You know, I like to think of the story of David and Goliath when he stood before that giant, the Philistine, and everyone's like, he's just a little guy, and he's just got 5 stones? There's no way. But David could see from his perspective that the giant was not circumcised. So that means that he knew that he was not under the covenant of the Lord. He did not have God's protection, but David did.
And then he could not sit there while the others sat there listening to that giant blaspheme God.
Right.
And he's just, no, I'm not going to take it. And he went there and God guided that rock right into the vulnerable place, as you know, the rest of the story.
But the giant was not killed by that rock.
No.
He was killed by his own sword.
Yeah, he was killed by his own sword.
There's a great analogy right here.
Yeah, and so here you have the worst state in the country, with the worst governor in the country with regards to these restrictions, not the only one. There's others that are vying right beside him, by the way. And there are other states like Maine that have now the worst restrictions in the country. That giant has been felled.
Right.
The giant has been felled.
And he had to pay as a result.
He had to pay as a result.
His own sword.
Yeah. And it's the first case in the country. You know, we're already getting information and responses from people around the country, amazed and thankful. But also it frees up these churches. Like this one church didn't get put in jail, the pastor, but got fined over $3 million. They were fining this church thousands and thousands of dollars every time they met. And those penalties now, they may be in the $5 million range. I don't know how high they actually got, but they were at $3 million last time I checked. Now those things will be unwound. Those will be reversed. We have incredible persecution against other pastors in California. That will all be reversed. It'll all be dissolved. And then this will be used as precedent, as Pastor Chase says, around the country. And, you know, I think this has really helped us focus as a body of believers on what is really essential and whether our church is really essential.
Right.
And I think a lot of people realize, hey, their church that they attended wasn't all that essential after all.
And you know, it's a reminder that courage is contagious. So the courage of our pastor and these staff and the people that attended his church, that's contagious.
And I know that there are some people that they just like realize that their church needs to be doing more. And there are, I think this has been a basis for revival and a reassessment
right.
of what is the church and what should the church be doing in the community? It should be so essential that when the lights are off and the doors are closed, the community groans in its absence.
And if your church is not like that, you need to find another one.
Find another one.
That is courageous.
Find another one, because there are some great pastors out there, great churches. We've been privileged, blessed to work with them around the country. Thank you, God, for all that you have done in this incredible season. There's revival happening in California and around the country. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.